Seeing, I think it was at an organ festival, a Verzi Galaxy, which must have been knocking on 40 years old at least, amongst some considerably newer instruments. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, if that fell on top of one of these little tiny keyboards, it would absolutely decimate it. I mean, that generation of Verzi organs was built to last. And now here we are. Brett Wales, a loyal advocate of the brand, is going back to his roots and playing once again one of those vintage organs, the legendary Helios. Brett joins me on the line. Afternoon, Brett. How's it going?
Hi, Ian. Yeah, everything's good, thank you. Very well. All good. Busy, busy.
Well, you never a dull moment in your line of business, is there, Brett? For
yes,
sure.
Yes, no. That is for sure, yeah.
So, I mean, this is... I don't know, it just sort of appeared from nowhere, the fact that amongst all this digital world that we kind of live in now, all at once, there's talk of one of these wonderful Verzi Helios instruments, and better still, the sound of them. I mean, how did this come about? How did this project sort of first come to light, Brett?
Well, I was actually playing in Denmark. I was doing a show over there on the Sonic, the new Verzi organ. And a friend of mine that we were staying with, Fleming, who also organised the event, he had a Helios in his house. He's got quite a collection of Verzi instruments, actually. And this Helios was sat there looking lovely. So I switched it on and I just played a little bit on it. And I was like, do you know what? I forgot how good this instrument is. And the first thing I thought was, if I had one, I think I'd make an album. And yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, just like that. And so I didn't think much of it. But when I got back home, I was talking to a few friends and just spread the word a little bit. And out the blue, one guy, George Brown, contacted me. And he said, I've got a Helios here for you. It's fully working. If you want it, you can come and get it. So... I went and fetched it, brought it home. I think I pretty much did the first song that night that I got home for this album.
Like the kid in the sweet shop. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Christmas. It was like it was strange, really, because the last time I had a Helios, I was actually 13 years old. So all the features and stuff I'd got used to using, but I didn't realise. Obviously, now I'm a little bit older than 13.
Really?
I know. And I've got a lot more musical knowledge, a lot more, experience. So I can sort of use it properly. So I didn't think I were going to do a whole album. I just thought I'll do a couple of songs, or, you know, have a little bit of fun with it, recording and multi-tracking. And lo and behold, here I am. I've actually nearly got two albums. So it's crazy. It's sort of given me a new lease of life. Musically, it has, because going back, it's like I said, I never had the chance to use it correctly and use it to its full advantages. I used to sit with my grandfather listening to Klaus Wunderlich, and we wondered how he got these wonderful sounds. So obviously now to be able to do it, it's just amazing. My only sad thing is my granddad's no longer with us to see me what I'm doing with it. But I know he would have loved it. He would have absolutely loved it.
He'll be looking down and being incredibly proud, I have no doubt. It's almost a bit like, in some respects, you know, the fact that vinyl has kind of enjoyed this resurgence amongst audiophiles, hasn't it? And there's something rather special about the analogue sound, isn't there, Brett? I mean, because as you say, you cut your teeth on this, you know, listening to Klaus and Franz and you know, artists like that. But there's one thing that's puzzling me, because obviously now, as soon as you've put this new sound, which we're going to hear across the week on Mechanical Music Radio, are your fans, your admirers, are they going to sort of expect you to carry this great big lump of wood around from place to place and do it live, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing for another day. But I had thought about doing something live with maybe a drummer and playing it just as it is, sort of thing. Possibly like to do that. But I've got my studio here. I've got the Sonic on one side and the Helios on the other side. And I'd listened to the Sonic. We've actually sampled sounds from the Helios and put it into the Sonic. You listen to the sounds, and they are very close, but the way they play on the analog, on the Helios, is absolutely completely different. It's just like a raw, it's like it's there at your fingertips. It's like if you play a real old B3, or you play like a new sampled B3, there is a massive difference in the way it plays, and then effectively the way it sounds in the end. So yeah, it is analog's fantastic. It's just a wonderful, wonderful sound.
So of course you've just come back from Germany, I think, haven't you, Brett?
Yes, that's right. We were in Heppenheim, a little village, the hometown of Franz Lambert. So obviously it was nice to see Franz. He played for two evenings in his famous Felsenkeller evening. So it's always great to see Franz. Of course, Klaus and Franz Lambert, that's where it all started for me. My grandfather introduced me to them, and yeah, it's just great. Franz has got this energy. He's 75 years old now, but he's still got this energy. He's got this, I don't know, it's just appeal when he plays, not only just his music, but his whole character. And I saw him first as an 8-year-old boy, and I was just absolutely blown away by, you know, just his whole persona. But we're delighted to have him come over this year. He's coming to our Nottingham Belfry Festival in October. So I'm really, really happy he's going to come over here and appear, not only in concert, but also bring his Felsenkeller atmosphere to our Nottingham event. So, yeah, great.
That's wonderful news. He's ever popular. And as you say, he's kind of the Peter Pan of the organ world. He never seems to look any different. In fact, I'm convinced that we saw the video, and I'm sure you've been haunted by this, on YouTube, where you did an impromptu duet with Franz at the last time he came over to one of your festivals, yeah. Brett. And he doesn't look any different now than he did back on the album cover from goodness knows how many years ago.
Yeah, we did duet again at the weekend. He does every, you know, I'll be sitting at my table having a Coca-Cola or whatever they drink at.
Oh yeah, oh yes, of course, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'll hear my name mentioned, and all of, you know, the rest is sort of like history. So there's a couple of videos on YouTube, but it is great. It's great to see him, and it's great to be able to, you know, perform with him. I played a duet with him when I was about 10 years old, I think, in 1988, and there's a couple of pictures, you know, from then and to now. It's quite amazing to see where we've come from, and the fact that he still asks me as well is a really beautiful thing, to be able to sit and play with my idol, you know. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, so let's tell people where they can hear and obtain a copy of Helios then, Brett.
So Helios is available on brettwales.com. You can download it there as CD, download or as a CD as well, so you can get the hard copy. My dream, you mentioned vinyl, my dream is to have it on vinyl. yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, but even if I just get one copy, I think I'm going to have it and stick it on the wall. So, but I'm working already on another album with it, so I don't think I'm going to release it too quickly. But it's been very popular, particularly in Germany. A lot of the Verzi fans that love that traditional old sound, they you know, it just takes them back to a time that they really, you know, really look back on with joy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. No, it's what you're doing, Brett. You've always been the sort of inventive, creative one, haven't you? And this is just another extension of that musical creativity. So let's hear some right now. And for the moment, Brett, well, keep playing and keep enjoying life. And no doubt we'll give the details of festivals, etc., that you're involved in as time progresses. For the moment, Brett, cheers. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for your time, Ian. And I hope you're going to come and see Franz as well. It's the 13th of October to the 16th of October. So it'd be lovely for you to come over and see him and maybe get an interview.
It's in the diary. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Ian.